Tuesday night on the hit list, you're listening to Glenn Scott. If you want to get involved on Twitter this evening, we're over at KMFM Official, and Nathan Sykes is on the show. And the last time we caught up, your album hadn't even been announced yet. Now it's 2 months in. How does it feel now it's kind of properly sunk in?
Amazing. You know what? It's weird because I think as obviously the person who made the album, I did all my listening to the album before the album came out. So I haven't really listened to it since it's come out, and I'm just getting loads of nice comments about it, which is always nice. So I kind of shifted onto what is coming next. So I'm writing loads of songs at the moment because I'm in a different timescale to people who are listening to the album, if that makes sense.
Do you listen back to yourself when you're like, when you're in a car, if your song comes on the radio, are you the sort of person who's like, oh, turn it up, it's me? Or are you the sort of person who's like, oh, I don't really want to listen to myself?
Oh, no, I buzz off it. Because to be fair, I'm like a car singer anyway. So if I'm, I'm a professional singer as well.
That's what I had to say.
But I mean, like, if something comes on the radio and I'm stuck in traffic, I'm that guy who will try and get everyone singing as like a group.
Well, picture this. You're in a situation, you're in a really big traffic jam. You've been waiting there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
All of your mates are in the car. You're really like, loads of people are getting really grumpy.
Yeah.
You've got the aux cable and you need to put on one song to kind of fix the situation, make everyone feel happy. What song do you pick?
Happy Pharrell.
That's a strong one, to be fair.
That's a happy song.
So what's your go-to like ballady song if you had the one where you had to properly want everyone singing? Because Pharrell, happy's good for like kind of happy singing along, but if you wanted everyone to like properly stretch their vocal cords, what's the go-to one?
Thinking Out Loud.
Yes.
Solid.
That's a strong one.
Yeah, you can't beat it unless you're getting into like old school moments. But yeah, I think keep it current.
Let's talk about your fans quickly, because they're so ridiculously dedicated. Anytime we put a post about you on Twitter, it just goes mental, like retweets, favourites, people saying thank you for playing the song, which is always nice in itself.
Yeah, that's me on all my other accounts.
I did think so. A lot of them did have your picture though. So if you're faking these accounts, you need to try harder. Different photos on. What's the strangest thing someone said to you on social media? Obviously another one that's radio friendly.
Well, where do I start? I think there's a really good reason why I stay out of DMs, because I think that's where people say some interesting things, like when they've had a couple of shandies.
Yeah.
They'll go into the DMs and they'll do a what they think at the time is a really cool and smooth slide into the DMs. When they look back the next morning, it was actually a trip and fall. But yeah, I'm not going to say anything specific, because obviously I don't want to
just in case someone's
embarrass
listening.
Anyone. But yeah, there's some amazing drunk moments that I do have a little giggle at whenever I go on Twitter in the morning and just, oh, someone was out last night having a few drinks.
Because I suppose with a lot of people, they must think that, oh, I'll send this message to Nathan Sykes, he'll never see it, and it'll just be funny at the time, and
yeah,
then next thing you know, you go into your DMs and you're like, oh.
Yeah. You know what's weird as well, I think obviously when I was in the band, I didn't get any of that stuff because I was the youngest, and they were like, oh, Nathan's the innocent one. But obviously now I've grown up, and obviously I'm 23 now, people seem is a man. So they start saying like some really dirty stuff, you're like, oh, okay, wow.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's confident, isn't it? To be fair, I don't think I'd ever do that to anyone on Twitter.
Well, no, neither would I. It's quite intimidating sometimes, but it's still very thoughtful and very kind that they're taking the time out of their night to send us that.
So is this an open call for more?
But it's still really funny, so I don't mind the odd one, because I do have a right half of it. It's good.
Okay, so if you're planning on sending Nathan Sykes a dirty message, just once
once
a month, and make sure it's thoroughly researched. Is that all right? Is that an open call to the people of Kent?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've got friends in Kent, so and I know they're listening. So
yeah, they're going to be the ones messaging you after a night out on a Friday. Yeah. We'll get back to chatting to Nathan after this. It's Give It Up on KMFM. Something happened, babe. Give it up. taken from Unfinished Business, Nathan Sykes and G-Eazy, Give It Up on KMFM. You're on the hit list. You're listening to Glenn Scott, and Nathan Sykes is hanging out on the show this evening. And we were talking about people sliding into DMs and weird messages coming to you. What's the weirdest rumour you've ever heard about yourself, whether it's like online, in press, wherever?
You know what's weird is when out of nowhere you're dating someone and you just kind of like someone's post or mention them in an interview, and then suddenly you're dating them.
Suddenly you're together.
Yeah, it's a bit bizarre, really. I went on Twitter one time and apparently I was like in a full-on secret relationship with Camilla, formerly of Fifth Harmony. So it was just a bit of a shock. I was like, oh.
I didn't know that.
I mean fab. But
I should really message her.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. But then at the same time, you're like, this has got nothing to do with me. People have just completely taken
it. Just made it up.
Yeah, just taken it and ran with it.
But then that's quite a good introduction though, isn't it? I feel like...
Yeah.
It's quite a good icebreaker if people are already saying you're dating.
People want us to be together. You know, let's not let them down. Do you know?
Okay, well, if you want to start any rumours on the show this evening, then we can kind of make an icebreaker there, like dating Taylor Swift or something. Do you want to start
Angelina
a rumour?
Let's
Well, she's single now.
Yeah, let's go for it. Why not?
Oh, so, Nathan, I've heard a rumour that you're dating Angelina Jolie. Is there
really?
Anything you can say?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't really comment on rumours.
And that's the way to do it, isn't it?
That's what it is.
Then you can hit Angelina Jolie up on Twitter, but make sure it isn't too late after a few
Slide
too many shandies.
After a couple of shandies.
Talking of dating, can we talk about Raya? Do you know what Raya is?
Yeah.
It seems like the most secretive dating app in the world. Basically, yeah. I don't know what it is, but I've heard that it's Tinder for famous people.
Pretty much.
Are you on it?
Yeah. I'm not.
Do you
I'm
know
not.
Anyone on it?
Yeah, and I've had many a funny evening on Raya through other people's accounts.
And is it as Tinder for famous as people make out?
Yeah, some pretty A-list people. I'm not gonna lie, it was
Can you give me some names?
No, but some of them were friends, which is hysterical. So you just. Yeah, it's funny messaging them, being like, "You're right." See you on Raya, having a little cheeky browse. I'm not on it personally, but it was quite entertaining flicking through and seeing who's on there.
Loads of people asking on Twitter, when is the Nathan Sykes solo tour? Are there plans in the works?
You know what? I was touring pretty much for most of 2016. I was obviously on tour with Little Mix, which was the biggest UK tour of the year, I think it was. Then I was on tour with Alessia Cara in America, and then I'm off to Dubai to the Jazz Festival out there. So I'm always doing shows. I think obviously we'll see. I think when the time is right, I'll put on a tour. I'm very focused on writing at the moment. That's kind of where I'm at. I'm very focused on me being in the studio and creating new music, because I think with the music industry moving so quickly at the moment, I think the demand for music is always there.
Yeah.
That's my main focus at the moment, but when I might wait a bit and maybe do something towards the end of the year, but I'll be doing shows obviously throughout the year, so yeah, I'm knocking around.
That's a very like I'm not dating Angelina Jolie style answer to touring this year.
It's a very blasé answer. Nonchalant, some people would say.
But you know, some people will just kind of find bits of to take away from it and be like, actually, this means that this is happening. This is happening in June. This is happening in October.
That answer will wind people right up that I've just given. but no, I'll be touring at some point. I just don't know when.
I know you're going to get loads of people after a couple of shandies DMing you, asking you about tours and more.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's exactly what you've asked for in this interview.
Of course.
Cool. Why not? Thank you for chatting to me today.
No, thank you so much for taking the time, and thank you so much for that as well.
It's all good. I'm going to hit play on There's Only One of You. Can I leave you to introduce it, please?
Yeah, of course. Hi, I'm Nathan Sykes, and this is my brand new single, There's Only One of You.
Some say our love was just made of words, but I could write a book.